Hi, George. How are you?
How are you doing?
All right, I'm good.
Thank you for having me.
I'm looking sharp.
I'm at a Puerto Rican event, yes. To a certain degree.
We love the Puerto Rican.
And we love Puerto Ricans. We're at the El San Juan over at 117th and 5th Avenue, yes. El Barrio. How are you?
I'm doing good.
All right, good. So tell me a little bit about your background.
I'm 19 years old. I'm Egyptian. I'm on a show called Native San Allen on MTV. My only project so far, I'm trying to do more things, acting, modeling, producing, just everything. Real estate. I'm in school right now. I'm a CSI. I'm a business student. I'm a sophomore right now. Finance major. And I'm taking it one step at a time. I have a couple eggs in every basket.
It doesn't sound like one step at a time. It sounds like 700 steps at a time.
I have a couple eggs over here, I have a couple eggs over here, and whatever hits, like you know when you play the Powerball, the Mega Bowl, and
yeah.
Just trying to see whatever hits.
You want a hard boil a couple of those eggs, so they're solid, and then you don't have to have as many that are a little
shakier,
and crackier, right? I hear you. Well, you know, you're at the age that you, this is where you try things.
Yeah,
so in your passion, in your soul, if you could be whoever you wanted to be, or do you have any idea who you'd want to be?
I'm definitely a scientist.
All right. And of what?
Socializing. Trying things out.
Okay. So, and this is not really a real scientist.
Not a real scientist. I'm a social scientist.
A life scientist.
A life scientist.
Life scientist is quite a very important field in this world.
I'm very interested in psychology and sociology. That was actually my major before. I was pre-med, and I'm majoring in psychology and sociology before I switched over to finance. So I was really into those things.
So you're in finance?
I'm in finance for the time being, and so I'm going to see what happens. I was really interested in psychology because I work with special needs kids. I have special needs. I started out with an 8-year-old when I was 18 years old, and I was able to get a job. He has severe autism. I have to work for my daily goals. I have to put a helmet on every time for the institution. And then I started working with him, and none of that happened. Really worked on him. Now I have a 22-year-old. He has Fanny's disease. He's the 6th worst case in America, at 6,000. And we work with him on daily goals, just memorizing things, and just trying to make life easier for the parents. You know what I mean?
Such great people in this world. I mean, and you're on that great people list. You are good news personified.
I'm trying to be on Sanchez's good list. Well,
you're more than on Sanchez. You're on the humankind's good list. And that's very, very important for the future of society.
I mean, the thing is, a lot has to do with like, awareness, political will, like raising money for organizations, and just people really just investing in the community. And being more focused on it.
I hear you. So you moved here from Egypt?
No. That's my ancestry. I was born here. I was born in Long Island. It's really shaped. I'm an only child. And my parents divorced right after I was born. So I live with my mother in Staten Island. So made in Staten Island, you know. And I've lived there for 19 years. I've been coming to see a lot more now. I'm now working with new people. And so, getting me great people like you.
You have a website?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at George McGee, GeorgeNHIV. Interviewing investors, influencers, and celebrities, while also being at restaurants and being at full service. So you get to see the food, you get to eat, get to talk to people that you admire.
That's an honor.
Yeah.
That's great, man. Two last questions. We're involved in International Day of Peace. And we're also finishing a movie called Woodstock, and I have a piece of it. September 21st is the World Peace Day. What does peace mean to you? What's peace mean?
To George McGee, peace means equality and just being on the same page, having similar morals and ethics and just not caring about us.
Love. We always have a love channel. What does love mean to you?
Love can mean a lot of things, but it's all about timing. Like, you can be the love of your life at 19 and it will work out, but it's all about timing and not being ready, emotionally ready, physically ready, and financially ready.
I'm going to ask you one last question. I don't usually ask this,
people, anybody. Hope. What is hope?
Hope. Joys to be hope means like having faith and being patient and in your faith. Being patient with faith, knowing that you're coming to enjoy it. It means being staying at it. Keeping yourself in that environment where you think that will take you. Like being here right now, like networking with people like you. Hopefully I can meet great other people that can use networks, doing development, like directing, producing, all the things. So it's really one step at a time. And just like with anything else.
You can be a friend of the camera. You're a host. You're a hostess with the most. Very good man.
I definitely like to talk.
Yeah, we're going to talk right now.